Okay, the second question, one of miscarriage, and you said that you asked the question, how old was the child? You said 2 months old. What's the answer to this situation, Sheikh?
The answer, because whenever we ask about the age, that makes all the difference. Because the ulama concluded from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that the different phases of development of the embryo or the fetus in the womb of his mother, according to the hadith, 40 days, then 40 days, then 40 days, that's total 120 days or 4 months. After that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send an angel who's assigned for the womb to breathe the soul into that fetus. Then would decide whether a boy or a girl, and whether a happy or rich, and write for them their provision throughout their entire life. So the ulama understood from this hadith, which is a sound hadith, that before that, the child is not a life. It's just a morsel of flesh. So if the child died, as you mentioned, at the age of 2 months, that's a miscarriage, which would not give any of the rights of the life people to that miscarriage. They will be just buried anywhere, and not the same process of the burial for the Muslim deceased or even a dead person, because it's not a person to begin with. But if the miscarriage took place after 4 months, which is 120 days, then this miscarriage is going to be treated as a born live person. If there are limbs, can be recognized. It will be washed and will be wrapped in the coffin or the shroud, then will be buried exactly like a person who's alive.